Now, Bobby was a hairy man. He was the son of many shekeled Joseph and brother of John, who was king of kings. And many sons and daughters were given unto him, for he was fruitful and multiplied past all understanding. Whilst but a youth, he rose up in righteousness and smote the Hophite king of the charioteers. Many sons of Ham and eggheads sought out Bobby to hear his wisdom which God had put into his heart, and he stood up beautiful before all men. Then it came to pass that John was foully slain, and thrones were cast down, and there was a falling off, and Bobby's place at the Lord's right hand was taken by the archangel Hubert, whose mouth was full of tongue, and there were murmurings of discontent amongst the people. Wherefore did LBJ summon Bobby unto him and say, "Art thou he that troubleth my reign, and sacrifice not unto me?" And Bobby answered him, "I have troubled not thy reign, but thou, usurper king, in my brother's house hast gone whoring after the generals. Thou hast impoverished the spirit where once stood Pablo Casals. Thou bringest in Martha Ray." Then did LBJ command, "Get thee hence and show not thy face in my councils, lest I cast thee into a barbecue pit of fire and brimstone, and take thine accursed eggheads with thee." Wherefore did Bobby gather his brethren and go forth into exile. And at his side was Galbraith, apostle of affluence, whose thoughts, like his bulk, towered over all men. And there also went Schlesinger the scribe, and Sorensen the Holy Ghost, and sundry sons of Harvard, thinkers all, and builders of the lofty premise. And Bobby summoned his counselors and said, "Soon there shall come the election. Shall it fall on me? Shall we take arms against this sea of Texans, and by opposing, end them?" But the counselors replied, "Strive not with this mighty man, lest he take thee by the forelock, and he will surely shear thee like a sheep. Let not thy strength be wasted. Keep thy counsel, and observe the opportunity." And Bobby hearkened unto them, for he knew that it was writ, "You can't smite City Hall." But then Bobby's heart was moved, and he entered the fray, and lo, the people enlisted under his banner and cried out, "O Bobby, brother of Jack, lead us out of this wilderness, lest we perish." And he went into the primaries, and the states gave way before his mighty host. And he came unto a place called California, where he strove mightily with his foes, and he was victorious. And then a foul assassin, a son of Ishmael, rose up against him, and he was slain. And strong men wept, and the people were sore afraid, and the houses were in mourning. For those who had seen a great light saw only darkness now, and they sat upon the ground and wept.